Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart, stir your soul. God will test us during the course of life with a variety of challenges, all of which are intended to strengthen our belief in and our resolve to follow Him. We need to embrace these challenges if we are to grow spiritually and closer to Him. These challenges and the gift of the Eucharist should be a constant reminder of His love for us and of our obligation to love and trust Him in return. It is not bread and wine we eat and drink, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should approach Him and respond to Him with a mindset and in a fashion deserving of such great a gift. It is understandable why so many were repulsed and walked away from our Lord after He had told them that they had to eat His body and drink His blood if they wished to have eternal life. It made no sense. Cannibalism was not a concept easily embraced by anyone. Jews weren't even permitted to drink the blood of slaughtered animals. Even if one was inclined to do as Jesus commanded, how does one go about eating the flesh and drinking the blood of a living human being? The apostles had no greater understanding at the time of what Jesus said than those who left Him, but they, save Judas, stayed. When asked if they would also leave Him, Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." As St. Thomas Aquinas advises, we are to accept what Jesus says in faith, even when we cannot understand it, praying that at some time He will give us the understanding we lack. In the meanwhile, we are to live by faith, trusting Him with our eternal well-being. The Eucharist is such a great gift. How tragic it is that so many to whom it has been given no longer believe it is the body and blood of their Lord and Savior, how many no longer participate in it, and how many receive Him unworthily. Thank you, God. Thank you, my friends. St. Dominic, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.